For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Marion's basketball to start this final quarter as the Mountain Home leads 30-20. Well, Tashley Milo is able to come back in after that injury, so she brings the ball into the front court, throws over to Brister on the right side, back up top to Milo, over to Montgomery on the left. Montgomery dribbles down inside the perimeter, now kicks it back up top to Milo. Now McAdory has him between the circles. Goes to Montgomery, just outside lane. She's going down for the layup. A little strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Kate Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert will throw it to Martin, who gets it across the timeline. Finds Penn just outside the paint for the jumper. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound for Portman. She puts it back up and in. Anna Grace Portman with 4 points. Mountain Home's lead back to 12. 32-20 our score with 7:16 left of the game. Here's Milo throwing it over on the left side to Robinson. Back up top to Milo. Down to McAdory in the lane. She's going to go up for the layup. And they're going to call her for the travel before she gets the shot off. 12th turnover of the night against the Lady Patriots. 7:09 left to play. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by a dozen. Gilbert takes the ball inbound pass. Will get it across the timeline. Has it on the right side. Gives it to Foreman at the elbow. Up top to Husky. Thought about the three. Now throws it to Martin on the left side. Martin will dribble up toward the top. Now it goes over to the right side. Throws it up top to Husky. Husky dribbles near the right side. Now picks up a drill, finds Foreman near the elbow. Over to Martin on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with 8 points. 35-20, Mountain Home leading it. 6:33 left of the game. Milo into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Throws over to Brister on the right side. Her pass to McAdory is knocked away. McAdory saves it in to the hands of her teammate, Joe Montgomery. She has it in the left corner. Now to Robinson, up top to Milo, over to Brister on the right side.
Stay in, Pate. Stay in.
Up top now to Robinson. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound, handball almost lost. And it's going to be a jump ball as it will be Mountain Home getting the ball with 6:05 left to play in the game. That rebound, it just went right between Foreman's legs. She kind of had to dive to get it. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert from Husky. Now she'll get it back to Husky, who brings it into the front court, finds Penn at the elbow. Down to Foreman in the lane for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman now with 6 points. 37-20, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Montgomery at the left elbow, giving it to Robinson in the on the wing. She drills down to the corner, throws it to Milo on the wing. Now up top to McAdory on the right side to Brister. Down to Montgomery in the corner. Finds Robinson at the free throw line. Her jumper, good. Santia Robinson with her first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home's lead cut back to 15. 5:27 left to play in the game. Into the front court. The ball goes to Husky. Now she'll dribble up between the circles, throws over to Gilbert near the left side. Now Gilbert dribbles up to the top, gives it to Foreman near the free throw line. Back to Gilbert. She's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert with 8 points. 39-22, Mountain Home leading with 5 minutes left to play. Here is Montgomery with the ball up at the top. She dribbles towards the right side, now throws up top to Milo. Milo will dribble to the right elbow, gives on the wing to Brister. Brister drills into the lane. Now her pass to Montgomery was wide of her, but Montgomery is able to chase it down. She's going down to the low block. Her shot was blocked, and the ball comes up, comes to Peyton Husky, and back comes Mountain Hill home. Here's Gilbert into the front court, finding a pin all by herself for the layup. It goes in. 8 points on the night for Kyra Penn. Mountain Home's lead is up to 19, and Shunda Johnson's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:27 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leads Marion 41-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, they lose value.
Well, Marion will inbound the ball as they trail Mountain Home 41-22. I tell you, it's possible for them to come back, but they'd really have to bear down if they're going to be able to do it in this game. There's less than 4.5 minutes left to play. Here is Milo with it up top, giving it to McAdory in the lane. She's going to go down in the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Micaiah McAdory with 4 points on the night. 4:08 left to play in the game. 41-24, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Martin still with the ball into the back in the backcourt, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul. I don't think she cared much for that call, but that is her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers, and their 13th turnover of the night. Here's Brister with the ball on the right side. Now up top to Milo. Down in the left corner, it goes to Robinson. Her three-pointer is up and in. I'm sorry, that was Taylor Lee who checked in during the timeout. Her first 3 points of the night. 41-27. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Husky on the right side. Husky will take the screen from Penn. Dribbles between circles. Gives to Foreman. Now Gilbert has it on the right. Less than 3.5 minutes. Gilbert almost had the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to secure it. Now Martin has it. She'll take the screen from Penn. Over to Gilbert now. 3:16 left to play in the game. Gilbert dribbling into the lane. She's going to be fouled from behind by Micaiah McAdory. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Marion here in the second half. 3:13 left to play in the game. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball. Mountain Home leading Marion 41-27. The inbound pass goes to Martin on the right wing. She dribbles up towards the top. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Now Husky will dribble down. Now takes the screen. Gives it to Foreman on the right wing. Up top to Martin. Martin dribbles down to the left side and going down into the lane for the layup. Good. Emma Martin in double figures with 10 points. 43-27. Mountain Home leading. 2:47 left. Back the other way. Another three-point attempt for Lee. This one will not go. And it will be Foreman trying to get the rebound, but she falls down with it, and so she'll be called for the travel. 14th turnover against Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Milo near the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Now goes up to the top. A little over 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. 16-point Lady Bomber advantage. Ball goes over on the left side to Turner. She's going down into lane. Kicks out to Brister on the right side. Now Milo has it there on the wing. Now here is Turner with it. Going down into lane. Her layup no good. Brister gets the offensive rebound. She's going to be fouled from behind by Peyton Husky. Husky's first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. So that's the last foul they had to give. Next one will put Marion in the bonus. Brister will take a seat. And before we get back to play, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:18 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Marion 43-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Joy Montgomery inbounding the ball on the baseline. Mountain Home leading 43-27 over Marion with 2:18 left to play in the game. Inbound pass goes to Turner in the left corner, out to Milo on the wing. She's going down into the lane for the layup. No good. The offensive rebound for Montgomery. She has the ball knocked away from her. Kate Gilbert going for the ball. A little too much contact. Kate Gilbert will pick up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So a 1-1 coming up for Joy Montgomery. With 2:10 left to play in the game. This will be Montgomery so far, 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 12 points. Montgomery's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Joy Montgomery. Montgomery's second shot is up. No good. She gets 1-2. The rebound controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll give it to Martin. Into the front court. It goes to Husky. Now Husky's being double teamed. Tries to give it to Kyra Penn. Ball knocked away and stolen by Marion. 15th turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way. And now Mountain Home. Well, boy, Marion almost turned it back over. But they will keep possession. Here is Lee with the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll give it to Martin, who's trying to avoid the double team, who throws it to Husky. Now to Gilbert, who gets it across the timeline. Gilbert dribbling down into the lane, finding Foreman there on the low block by herself for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points, 6 of those here in the final period alone. Mountain Home up 45-28, less than a minute and a half left to play. Milo dribbles to the right side for the Lady Patriots, throws it up top to Turner. Turner still dribbling between the circles. Now she'll dribble over to the right side. Going down into the lane. Her shot was blocked. Oh, they're going to call foul on that. Wow. So I believe two shots coming up for Turner. That is on Peyton Husky. Her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert and... I'm sorry, Peyton Husky and Kyra Penn taking a seat, both being replaced. It's going to be Peyton Husky and Anna Grace Foreman taking a seat as they're replaced by Addison Yates and Leah Jackson with 1:08 left to play in the game. So I guess they called that foul on the floor. Okay. I thought it was on the shot. So 1-1 for Tashiana Turner. First shot, no good. She missed the front end. Emma Martin gets the rebound. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Joy Montgomery picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Marion, 1:08 left as Leah Jackson looking to inbound it, and she is going to step on the baseline. And so it's going to be Marion going to inbound it now on the Mountain Home turnover, 16th turnover of the night with 1:08 left as Milo will inbound it to Montgomery. Up at the top. Now Milo has it between the circles. She's going to drill down into the lane. Now it goes back up to the top. Down to Montgomery. Back up top to Milo. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for McAdory. She's going to go back up with it. She can't get the ball to go. And, wow, no one chased down the rebound for Mountain Home. As Milo comes up with it, her shot was blocked. And Marion gets the ball back. And going up for the layup was Joy Montgomery. She gets it up and in. And now Marion's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 41.6 seconds left of the game. Mountain Home leading Marion 45-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Peyton Husky and checking back into the game, replacing Anna Grace Foreman and Leah Jackson coming in. Or Emily Payne coming in, replacing Leah Jackson. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass. 38 seconds left as she'll get into the front court to Husky. Over to Payne on the left side. Payne will throw it to Gilbert. Up top to Martin. 30 seconds left. Martin dribbling down into the lane. Now goes back out to the wing. Throws up top to Husky. And she's going to be fouled. That is on Tashley Milo, her fourth personal foul, team foul number six against Marion. 24.1 seconds left. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Husky. And now back to Gilbert. 20 seconds left. Now Tom's going to get their second conference victory of the season. Kate Gilbert will throw it to Husky. Husky now ball's knocked away and loose. And Marion comes up with the steal. Now she'll throw it right back into the hands of Peyton Husky. 4 seconds left, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to be Marion's basketball on the possession arrow with 2.1 seconds left. So the teams are kind of exchanging turnovers there. 1 second left. Inbound pass. Ball goes to Milo. Her three-pointer will not go. We've reached the end of this contest. Mount Tom getting the victory. The 15-point victory tonight. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Marion 45-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, may lose value.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.